Gloria Allred rides again, feminist celebrity lawyer brings anonymous abortion case against Herschel Walker. By Ashley Oliver on October 26, 2022. Feminist attorney Gloria Allred and an anonymous woman charged in a press conference Wednesday that Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker had a years-long affair with the unnamed woman and drove her to get an abortion 30 years ago. Allred presented various pieces of evidence, none of which were related to an abortion, during the press conference, which was live-streamed from her Los Angeles office. Allred's anonymous client also provided her account of what happened virtually via Zoom. The accuser, who said she chose to remain anonymous for fear of reprisal, said she decided to speak out because Herschel Walker is a hypocrite, and he is not fit to be a U.S. senator. We don't need people in the U.S. Senate who profess one thing and do another. Walker, who is vocally pro-life, is in a competitive Senate battle against Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, and polls show the two candidates are in a dead heat with less than 2 weeks until Election Day. Allred claimed during the press conference that Walker carried on an affair with the accuser for 6 years beginning in the late 1980s while he was married and playing in the NFL. She claimed that the accuser became pregnant with Walker's child in 1993 and that she then had an abortion at Walker's urging. Allred detailed how the alleged abortion transpired. Our client alleges that Mr. Walker gave her cash to pay for the abortion and that she went to a clinic in Dallas, Texas. However, while she was at the clinic, she became overwhelmed with emotion. She could not go through with it, and she left the clinic in tears. When Mr. Walker called that night, our client told him what had happened and that she had not gone through with the abortion. He was upset. He pressured her to go back to the clinic with him the next day to go through with the abortion. The following day, Mr. Walker drove her to the clinic and waited in the parking lot for hours until the abortion was completed and she came out. Then he drove her to the pharmacy to pick up medications and supplies as prescribed and then he drove her home. The pair's relationship ended soon after the incident, according to Allred. Walker issued a statement in response to the allegation saying it was foolishness and all a lie and that he will not entertain any of it. Raphael Warnock got crushed in the debate, and now Democrats will say and do anything to hang on to power. Well, I'm Herschel Walker, and they picked the wrong Georgian to mess with, Walker said. I'm not backing down, the stakes are too high. Warnock and his crew can live in the gutter, I will not live there with them. The new allegation comes after the Daily Beast reported in early October that the mother of one of Walker's four children had accused him of paying for her abortion in 2009. Walker has also denied this allegation, calling it a flat-out lie. The evidence Allred presented at the press conference to back up the new abortion accusation included several handwritten notes, allegedly from Walker, that were signed H. Allred noted Walker publicly denied that he signed cards that way after the first accuser presented a card signed H. While the handwritten notes contained comments allegedly from Walker declaring his love for the accuser, none of the notes were related to an abortion. Allred also played a voicemail Walker allegedly left the woman in 1992 while he was in France participating in the Olympics. I wanted to say I love you and was thinking about you, a man's voice is heard saying in the voicemail. Allred also presented a hotel receipt, which he said proved her client stayed in Minnesota while Walker was in NFL training camp there with the Vikings in 1990, and she also presented a photo of Walker allegedly in the hotel room. We also have definitely more exhibits, but we will not be providing them at this time. But if it's appropriate to do so in the future then we'll make the decision at that time, Allred said. Pressed on whether she had evidence to corroborate that the abortion had occurred, Allred said, we are not going to address what other exhibits we have or don't have, but we will look forward to what Mr. Walker's response is. Allred was also asked if she thought her client's accusations would impact the Senate race, which is widely viewed as one that could determine which party controls the Senate majority next year. This is not just about the values of Herschel Walker, Allred replied. This is about the values of every voter who decides to vote for him because if they're voting for him then they are expressing their values that it's okay to lie and that it's okay not to have your deeds match your words. The accuser noted her decision to speak out was not driven by partisanship and that she was a registered independent who voted for former President Donald Trump twice. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.